2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
Yeah, it's the Unrivaled Players Club Devin Kaufusi, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank.
I'm really excited. Hey,
the guy over there is Alex. The guy here talking is me, Scott. Over there is Devin Kaufusi.
Hello, hello.
He's in charge of this first hour of what's happening here.
It is fun to put all this in his lab. I didn't even plan anything. I just said, look, it's your show. We're just going to
sit here and ask you a few questions.
It is pretty fun to just kind of dive into all these things that I've just been curious about. And honestly, I sit on these questions and just go, I can't wait to ask Devin these questions when he comes in this week. So.
You don't sleep at night. Before this, right?
No.
I know.
No, that's why it was a long week.
Pre-game jitters. All the questions,
stuff, we waited till Wednesday this week, and I was like, I got to
wait till Wednesday.
I didn't sleep all week.
Come on.
Jazz and Bucks tied up 45 apiece at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Quinn Snyder sporting a black and white Jazz pullover tonight. So Ryan Smith in the crowd, of course. Dwayne Wade not next to him. They're both sitting sandwiching. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who came to the Jazz game there, sitting courtside. That's a nice VIP guest to have in the building. Jazz, the preseason, I think this is a good one, too, because they know, these are two teams who could very well be meeting each other. Why not? These could be two NBA Finals teams. Last year during the regular season, the Jazz owned the Bucks, and then obviously the Bucks figured some things out. And the Jazz went the other direction in the postseason. So hopefully it works out for the Jazz to be able to boy, Giannis is not messing around either. I know it's a preseason game, but they're not messing around.
That's a fun game to watch.
It's a great game. Devin's going to go to it afterward. You're going to walk across the street.
Head on over there. And
you don't even have a ticket. You're just going to walk through the door and just see what happens.
I got a ticket. I got one.
He's got a golden
ticket. I'm going to go in there. You're going to see me, and I'm going to wave at you guys.
I'm going to look.
Well, you'll know where we are, so just wave to us. We're over here.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to look. I'm seriously going to look.
I got some pretty good seats.
We'll probably look for you.
I've got good seats that I'm going to be looking for.
If I need to take off my shirt, I will.
Hey, look, you're the only one that might be wearing that particular Under Armour Utah shirt. So
issued, yeah.
We're gonna be looking at it. All right. Hey, final preparation now. Last couple days here, we catch you before the 48-hour period, and Arizona State coming to town on Saturday. This has become not just a big game; it is now the game for the race in the South, and it's exactly where you guys wanted yourselves to be. Is in a position to be able to say, If we win all these important games, we are going to be the South Division champs.
That's exactly right. Yep, Arizona State coming in. So what I'm excited about, ever since I got to Utah, it was 9 games before a year, so it's like, that's not a rival anymore. So I'm like, so who's our rival? Who's our rival coming to Utah? And Arizona State. Because they play chippy and dirty against us. And
they do.
Against everybody.
And so against everybody. And so I've never watched an Arizona State game and stuff, so... So this is a game I've been excited to see how it unfolds and plays. That's just makes the game super fun. But yeah, like I said, both undefeated. Where we want to be, heading into this, and we got them at home. Nice cold night. I hope it's really cold for them.
Is that really something that
it
looks
is
like,
a thing?
Is
yes.
it an advantage warm, too for warm, you guys?
So, I'll just answer my because in my experience, warm weather teams like when I play the Miami Dolphins, you play in cold weather. It has an impact, and your blood literally does get thinner. Yeah. So I believe it has an impact.
Yeah, I talked to my brother. You know, he's with Green Bay, Lambeau, and everything, the frozen tundra. And someone was asking, you know, you think they'd have an indoor like the Vikings stuff do? But
oh, they don't.
They don't. Lambeau Field's open and freezing, and it's how they want it to be. So when teams come play there, it's a hard time.
So they practice at the local high school. That's
no,
nice.
They have an indoor practice.
Oh. Indoor practice stuff. No, yeah, like come game day, they want it out
so
there.
So Jaden Daniels, a really good quarterback. You know, uh-huh. he's a seasoned guy. How and he's probably the purest dual threat quarterback that you guys will face all year. You know, how do you contain a guy like that?
Yeah, as a defense line point, you know, we want to take him out off his spot, we say. So don't let him, you know, take his drop, set up, and deliver a nice strike. You get him moving around, and then we want, you know, to be able to, when he does get out and moving, we want to be there and jump on him because he can hurt us with his legs. So watching film, yeah, we see him getting away or just tucking it and taking it up the middle and everything. And so, but just with any quarterback, really, you just want to get in their face. You just want to rattle them. And like I said, just
it does work. By the way,
it really does. And just
worked
how,
last week too.
Yeah, last week, and just how, like I mentioned earlier, how in the past, how you know the Utes versus Sun Devils have played out to be. Yeah, we really want to you know ruffle his feathers.
Well, what's good too is that they really struggled with the crowd too at BYU. Their only loss this year was at BYU, and they had on their final drive. They had four false start penalties there in that south end zone. Uh-huh. And, you know, Herm Edwards was like, well, it's not like my team, but they had like 114 yards or 115 yards of penalties that game. There were two things that happened. The loudness of the crowd got to them, which, of course, they can deliver up here at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Uh-huh. But also, when things got out of hand for them, they did get chippy. They had a couple of second half unsportsmanlike conducts. Offensive linemen even, guys who got a little bit too much. They got some guys in their face, mm-hmm. and they put that extra hand after the whistle up in your chin. Uh-huh. And do you ever does the trash talk ever become part of your game? Is that really a is that really like a Devin Kaufusi side of things, or maybe even a Kaufusi thing at all?
A Kaufusi thing, no. I like to have fun out there.
Oh, I like to have fun.
I like to have fun. I you know, I'm not trash. Like an example, Washington State, when we're playing them, they had their guard go out and they had the sub come in. So I was having fun with the new guy. I was like, where's the other guy? He's like, oh, he's out. And I was like, so you're just the backup man? Are you serious? Like, this is the only time I'm going to see you? And I start talking
now,
like
wait
that.
A sec. That's not trash talking?
That's just talking. I'm just like,
no,
dude.
No,
like,
you're just
having a conversation.
Are these your first, conversation. You start being like, are these that's your first snaps in exactly. D1? Are these like your first D1 snaps, bro?
Yep. And then the next guy, he comes back the starter. And I go, dude, where were you, man? And I was like, the other guy's really good. And he's like, well, I'm the starter and I'm back. I was like, okay.
So, but you see how... Like these
right,
are,
that's what I.
These are adults. Yeah. You're not. They don't have to explain themselves. I'm the starter. I'm like, dude, come on. Why do you have to perpetuate the offensive line stereotype of being the Duncy guy? Come uh-huh. on, man.
Offensive
don't do that.
They're not stupid.
Well, I know. Oh. That's why. But when the guy comes in, and goes, I'm the starter. Oh, and he even gave him the lineman voice.
Uh-huh.
Or. So what do you guys think is like the. The key for you to win this game, and if you could boil it down to like maybe two things, what do you need to do as a football team in order to win this game?
From a defensive standpoint, you know, getting the quarterback's head, really getting his head in the sense of, you know, get some hits on him, sacks, you know, turnovers from him, whatever. So really just get after the quarterback. Stop the run. They run the ball really well, and they run it a lot, especially coming off of USC week where they pass a lot. They run the ball. And up any defense across, you know, that's just the history of football, is stop the run, stop the run, and especially Utah defense. So stop the run, get after the quarterback, which seems like week in, week out a thing. But with a dual threat guy, you know, if you're able to get after him and throw off his throw game, then he's becomes one-dimensional.
How do you guys prep? I mean, obviously, like, guys like Jaden Daniels or Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you know, with UCLA, it's like, is there a look you get from a scout team? Do they have a particular guy running that scout team and those looks and somebody you're like, hey, I mean, did they put Britton Covey in at the scout quarterback? Like, that's what I'm like wondering how they try to make something to be like to give you that wild look of a guy who will suddenly just start to break and run.
Yeah, our scout team, they do such a great job of prep. They go to meetings to look at tendencies of the guy they're practicing as that week. They get a jersey number of that guy, so it looks very much like the game. Peter Castelli is our scout team quarterback, and he's very fast, and he's done a great job of giving us a good look. And just our scout team in general, they've done phenomenal. And week in, week out, through my years of college football, how the scout team goes, it will show up in the game.
That's
so
interesting.
So do you have the same conversation with the scout team? Do you, like, practice your in-game conversation, trash talk slash being nice?
Nothing personal here. I'm just practicing my trash talk.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're on the scout team.
So you're number 77. Girlfriend's name is Ashley.
Yeah.
So-and-so. Oh, yeah. Okay,
get into that stuff.
That's the kind of stuff. If you start to do some, like, investigating on Instagram,
John
and the guy across
to do all that. You know who you
Yeah, we actually watched a video of John Randall. Yeah. Because that guy brings it.
We used to do that in college. When I was at BYU, we'd look up guys. And we'd look up and see where they went to high school, see what their mom's name was. Is Shelly still teaching at so-and-so high school? And they'd be like, oh, what? And that's when you get them to turn around and look at you and be like, oh, my gosh, what is this guy saying? I love it. Devin, stay healthy, number one.
Appreciate it.
And good luck this week. We're looking forward to you guys taking on Arizona State. And we love when you come in. It's a blast for us. And we hope you have fun across the street at the Jazz game as well, man.
I'll be there. I will have a great time.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. News, traffic, and weather right now. When we come back, we've got hour number two of the program. We've got a Jazz score update. Jordan Clarkson just hit the bench. He's in double digits. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.